USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein was found dead in his prison cell. With that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
Jeffrey Epstein, the millionaire financier and accused sex trafficker, was found dead by suicide at a Manhattan jail. Officials say he was found at the Metropolitan Correction Center in New York and that he hanged himself. He was transported to a hospital in Lower Manhattan. Upon arrival, he was in cardiac arrest. Epstein, 66, was being held on federal sex trafficking charges. He had pleaded not guilty and was denied bail. The indictment in the case showed that he sought out minors, some as young as 14, from at least 2002 through 2005, and paid them hundreds of dollars in cash for sex at either his Manhattan townhouse or his estate in Palm Beach, Florida. He faced up to 45 years in prison if found guilty.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
With the latest story update from El Paso, Texas, the man accused of carrying out last weekend's deadly mass shootings at the Walmart confessed to officers while he was surrendering and later explained that he had been targeting only Mexicans. Patrick Crucius, age 21, emerged with his hands up from a vehicle that was stopped at an intersection shortly after the attack and told officers, "I am your shooter." Detective Adrian Garcia said this in an arrest warrant affidavit. Crucius later waived his Miranda rights and agreed to speak with the detectives, telling them he entered the store with the AK-47 assault rifle and multiple magazines only targeting Mexicans. 22 people were killed and 24 injured. Most of the dead had Hispanic last names and 8 were Mexican national. The World Food Program says it's planning to nearly quadruple the number of people that the UN agency helps in 4 Central American countries affected by drought, seen as one of the drivers of migration through the region. The agency aims to provide food assistance to 700,000 people in El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
America's most well-known bear is turning 75. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
One federal official says Smokey Bear ranks right up there behind Santa Claus and Mickey Mouse. Since 1944, Smokey's been seen in parades, on posters, in magazines, and in TV commercials.
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
All this year, he's being celebrated at events across the nation. This week, though, marks the actual 75th anniversary of his service, and it's being marked with numerous events all across the nation. Experts say his message remains important as humans cause over 60,000 wildfires each year.
Walmart has ordered workers to remove video game signs and displays that depict violence from stores nationwide after 22 people died at a shooting at one of its Texas stores. But the big box retailer will continue to sell guns. In an internal memo, the retailer told employees to remove any violent marketing material, unplug Xbox and PlayStation consoles that show violent video games, and turn off any violence depicted on screen in its electronics departments. Walmart will still sell the violent video games and hasn't made any changes to its gun sales policy despite pressure from workers, politicians, and activists to do so. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat running for president, blasted Walmart in a tweet. She said the weapons they sell are killing their own customers and employees. No profit is worth those lives. Do the right thing. Stop selling guns. This is USA Radio News.